Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 23rd. Today for Thanksgiving, we have a story about war, hope, and promises. From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KUNC's Michael DeJuana has the story of one widow who's trying to fulfill a promise to her late husband.
This is the first time Jane Addams has heard her husband's voice in almost 50 years.
This is Dick Clark speaking to you for Ben Simmons, The Story That Thinks Young.
That's Mike Klingner doing his best impression of Dick Clark.
I never imagined I'd ever hear his voice again.
In the mid-1960s, he was the drummer in a rock and roll band.
I can still picture him, imagine his sense of humor, his warmth.
Klingner eventually left the band, finished college, and joined the Air Force. He and Addams got married in 1968, and after their first anniversary, Klingner was sent to Vietnam as a jet pilot.
In those days, you could still go to the gate to see people off on the airplane. So I could watch him go up the stairs. He got to the top of the stairs, turned, and looked at the window where I was standing. And that's the last time I ever saw him.
Tuiwa, located on a three-mile stretch of beach along the South China Sea, is one of four new air bases.
Mike Klingner flew many missions from that air base. On April 6, 1970, he attacked an enemy supply chain. That's when his jet burst into flames and crashed into a dense jungle hillside.
The military came to my apartment, and they came with a priest, which was standard. And this is all I was given.
This letter.
It is with deep personal concern that I officially inform you that your husband, First Lieutenant Michael L. Klingner, is missing in action.
He was just 24 years old. A year later, Klingner was listed as killed in action, even though his body had not been found. Addams mourned, but never held a funeral. And then life went on. She remarried in 1973 and started a family in Greeley, Colorado. But she's never given up hope that her husband's remains might be found.
Mike said the night before he left, he said, if I'm killed in action, I want to be buried in Arlington.
Sitting at her kitchen table, she shares memories from over the years. There are band flyers, wedding photos, a distinguished flying cross for heroic action. And the closest thing she has of Mike.
What is that?
Sock. This is the remnant of sock. And it's lined up with a standard sock that the military would have worn at that time to compare. Just these are the fragments that were found at his site.
It wasn't until the mid-1990s that search teams first set foot on Mike Klingner's crash site. They located pieces of his jet, found bits of his uniform, but the site hasn't been fully excavated. And a decade has passed since investigators were last there. It's why the case is still open. In June, the U.S. Defense Department met with families in Washington, D.C. for its annual briefing about troops still missing from the Vietnam War. Jane Addams was there. Inside a Hilton conference room are specialists from the military's Defense POW/MIA accounting agency. Families call it the DPAA. Adams presses casualty resolution specialist Alvin Teal for answers.
Are there possible explanations how fragments of his clothing and survival gear have been recovered, but yet no trace of the person who was wearing them at the time of impact?
When that body hits, it basically breaks or explodes with the aircraft, so it can fragment.
It's the kind of frustrating answer that many families get, and a reason why Congress put pressure on the agency to get more done.
You know, it's a military creed to leave no one behind.
Johnny Webb is the DPAA's Deputy Director of Outreach and Communication. Prior to 2015, he says they were resolving about 88 cases a year.
And so we've done a lot to develop that capability and capacity, and in doing so, we have increased the number of identifications that we have made.
In the last 2 years, the agency has approached a threshold that Congress wants, 200 or more cases each year, and for all conflicts, including Korea and World War II.
We are now disinterring unknowns from our cemeteries.
But just 16 of the cases in the most recent year were from Vietnam. That worries Ann Mills Griffiths. She's the CEO of the nonprofit National League of POW/MIA Families.
It is better to have certainty about what happened.
She says there's a feeling that time is running out. In recent years, she received information about her brother, Lieutenant Commander James B. Mills, whose plane vanished during the Vietnam War.
To know that, in fact, my brother crashed along the coastline in shallow water off the coast of northern Vietnam. That's much better than knowing what we knew before.
And on this point, the DPAA is frank. There can't be an accounting for all 83,000 cases it has. But experts believe up to 40% do have potential, including hundreds from the Vietnam War. That's what keeps Jane Addams going. Back in the hotel conference room, she has one last question for Alvin Teal.
Where is Mike on the priority list?
Because we consider it an open site, mm-hmm. we consider that the priority. We want to get the sites done.
In 2000, Mike Klingner's friends thought if there couldn't be a funeral, he should at least have a memorial service. His bandmate Stan Johnson traveled to his hometown in Nebraska to play the bugle.
I came out to McCook, and they dedicated a portion of the library to him, and a past governor was there, and just everybody we were talking, and everybody thought, well, I thought I was Mike's best friend. You know, he treated us so nicely.
Klingner was also posthumously inducted into Nebraska's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame through the band J. Harrison B. and the Bumbles.
The mic was always there rapping out with his hands on the bar, the rhythm, the drums. He was an entertainer.
Retired Air Force Colonel William Hosmer was one of Klingner's commanders in Vietnam.
He was just fun to be around. He was a live wire in a quiet bar. He was a positive force, and he brought the minds and the hearts of the pilots on the same frequency, and he just stood out.
And it's those same qualities that won Jane Addams over all those years ago. She wants to keep her word and bring her first husband home to that final resting place he wanted at Arlington National Cemetery.
That would be really really helpful in closing that chapter and feeling satisfied that we've kept that promise.
That's if it's even possible. Addams won't know until the military keeps its promise to provide the fullest possible accounting to the family of Mike Klingner and to the nation he served. But as of now, there's no timeline on when that will happen. For KUNC, I'm Michael DeOanna.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.